www.voiceamanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceamanywaters.org.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm Dan back here at Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Stan.
Hey, Tom is certainly one of the people, leaders of what's going on today on the front lines of the battle we're involved in. You'll certainly want to learn about how to get to his website. Great information. We were going to talk this morning about the effort to have a new constitutional convention. Why is that important? Why? Because the people who want an all-powerful state hate the Constitution. And under one guise or another, they've been trying for many years to get a constitutional convention so they can change the restrictions that are there on the power of government, and they can legitimately do what they've been doing all along. There really are people who want to establish a fascist state in America. And, of course, they're working right now in the state. Is it Ohio they're working in, Tom?
Yeah,
just
Ohio
give us the background.
Is the current state, yeah.
All right, what's the background?
Well, first of all, this particular effort is being led by Republicans, conservatives, and under the guise of trying to get a balanced budget amendment onto the Constitution. And they started this effort really several years ago. And just last week, we suddenly discovered I have to apologize for not being up on this, but it just was something under the radar. They need 34 states to call a constitutional convention, and they now have 32. And so Ohio would be 33, and that's when we got into the battle. And the Ohio House of Representatives last week considered a House Joint Resolution number 8 to call for a constitutional convention for the purposes of having a balanced budget. And, when we had like 24 hours notice before there was even to be a hearing on this, and 12 people were able to get in and testify against this, no one testified in favor of it, and suddenly the Ohio House said, there's been a terrible mistake here. We didn't really mean to vote on this. We just are trying to make, headlines for their balanced budget amendment. But meanwhile, the Senate in Ohio was moving forward very rapidly, and still is, with a resolution of its own to pass this. And we believe that they will then work to put pressure on the House to complete its job and pass it as well. And so that's where it stands. But this is the Republicans doing this, and we think they're incredibly misguided to believe that they can control a constitutional convention, because the fact of the matter is there is no requirement for that you can say this Constitutional Convention is just for one issue. Once you have that, it's completely out of your hands, and they can talk about anything they want to talk about. They can have it give us a completely new country with a new constitution.
And, of course, they can do away with our sovereignty, and this is what it's really all about. And the fact that this could be going on, and the average citizen out across America wouldn't even have any idea what's going on, simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over the media and ultimately over what the American people hear and read and see. Well, you know, Chris, the idea of a balanced budget, I think we're all in favor of it, but there are laws in Washington, D.C. that require a balanced budget. They just don't abide by them, and they certainly don't abide by the Constitution today. My feeling is they want to change the Constitution so all the illegal activities they've been carrying out for so many years can suddenly be legitimatized.
I agree with you 100%. In fact, if they adhered to the Constitution, you wouldn't need a balanced budget amendment. You know, we would have one. But, as you well know, there is the attitude today, and Barack Obama is one of the leaders of this, that the Constitution is antiquated and old-fashioned and doesn't serve the needs of today, and they have been wanting to get their hands on the Constitution for a long time. Of course, they use the excuse that it is a living document, and so it can be changed any day to meet our needs. And, they want to change this thing. You've got a Supreme Court that says it looks to foreign countries for its precedence, not looking at the Constitution. And they're doing everything they can to ignore it. And as you say, if they could get their hands on it to change it once and for all to what their vision of it is, then everything they're doing illegally would be suddenly legal. This is what we're facing.
Well, of course, Tom has been one of the people on the lead of this, getting the information out. And, of course, some of my friends had seen the articles on his website and, alerted me. So, there was a tremendous outcry, really, as there has been, but they didn't want to give us any time. They wanted to sneak this thing through, and, of course, they want that Constitutional Convention because they want to destroy our freedom. Well, what needs to be done at this time, and what can our listeners do to help you?
Well, at this point, obviously the battle's in Ohio. If we can stop it in Ohio, then we will give them quite a roadblock, because this has been going quietly behind the scenes, obviously, for quite some time without any of us getting, alerted to it. But now we've become their worst nightmare, because this is everywhere. I have done, the calls and the conversations and so forth have just been nonstop since we put out this alert. And so, we need to put the pressure on the Ohio legislature. We need to keep it on the House, and we need to keep it on the Senate. Now, we've got on our website at AmericanPolicy.org two alerts that we've put out on this that has all the phone numbers on it, who to talk to, who to call, what to talk to them about. If you can go there to AmericanPolicy.org and get that information and pass it around as far and wide as you can, that is the main thing to do. The other thing that needs to be done, and I think this is beginning to happen as well, is begin to call your own state legislators and tell them you are opposed to a constitutional convention and do not want this. The fact of the matter is, seven states have put in to rescind votes that they already took to call for a constitutional convention. The question is whether Congress will ignore that or not. One of the scenarios that we've been given is that the ones promoting this say that they will ignore those states that have called to rescind it, and go ahead, once they get 34 states, they will go forward with the Constitutional Convention and then deal in the courts with those who have said they're going to rescind it. And we don't win those battles very often. You know how the courts work, so it's not a battle we want to fight. The real battle now is to stop it in Ohio. If we can stop it right there, I think we can really slow this process down and maybe stop it.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, understand there are people in positions of power who hate the Constitution because it limits their ability to control it. We'll be back in just a moment here with American Freedom Network.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Sandback here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Tom DeWeese, talking about the Constitutional Convention and the fact that there are people who are pushing this Constitutional Convention who said we're going to ignore the will of the states. Seven of them have actually rescinded their call for a Constitutional Convention. But you see, they don't care about how the people feel. They have a goal, they have an objective, and that is they want to change or destroy our Constitution. They want to do away with our national sovereignty. They, of course, have a much higher calling. And, of course, certainly this has been well coordinated in the past. In fact, it was only thwarted, you know, in recent years. But it, like so often happens, it raises its ugly head again, like the phoenix, the bird that reconstitutes itself and rises from the ashes. Well, Tom, is there anything else we should cover, or do you want to talk about some of the other important issues before us today?
Well, no, I mean, that pretty much covers it. We have a situation here where we have legislators who have been told that they can have a constitutional convention on one specific issue and control it. They're dead wrong. The major questions are how, once this is put into place, Congress then is in control. It decides. How do you choose delegates for this? And, you know, there's all kinds of problems with that. And so, again, the thing we have to do is put pressure on legislators all over the country to say we do not want this thing.
Amen to that. And then, once again, get your website out, because the telephone numbers for people to call are there. And, ladies and gentlemen, out across America listening to the program, you've got to be involved, and you've got to put in the calls. Because believe me, when they know that there is enough opposition, they'll sort of back away. They'll come back again later, but they'll back away for the time being. And what we need to do is buy time until we can really get the American people to understand what's really going on. Once again, the website there?
AmericanPolicy.org.
All right, fine. Now, what are some of the other issues? What about this move, you know, towards sustainable atmosphere? I understand we're going to have a new czar. What is he in charge of the environment of the atmosphere? What's this all about?
Yeah, the climate czar and so forth. Apparently, everybody in Obama's administration is going to be a czar of some kind. this whole issue of global warming, climate change, is just about as bogus an issue as you can come up with. Al Gore said in 1992 the science was solved, and there was no more debate on it that global warming was here. We haven't had an ounce of warming since 1999. And, in fact, we're now going into a cooling period. We have scientists coming out of the woodwork all over the world who are now disputing the global warming claims. We have more than 650 scientists in this last year that have come out disputing that. Senator James Imhoff in the Senate has done an incredible job. He's become a one-man wrecking crew on the global warming issue. And he has issued a new minority report, which tells all the details on these scientists that are coming out all over the world against this, and they're saying, you know, the United Nations panel on climate change and so forth has been operating with blinders on. They refuse to listen to anyone who says anything other than what the party line is. And we know, of course, what this is about. This is not about protecting the environment. It's not about global warming. It's about creating a new economic order, and these carbon credits and so forth that they're putting into it that were called for in the Kyoto Climate Change Accord. If the true issue were global warming, this would do absolutely nothing to solve that problem, because all it does is allow a country that pollutes to get credits from countries that don't, and they continue doing exactly what they're doing. And, of course, you've got China and Brazil and India that are exempt from that. So it's all bogus. It is just really an issue of changing the way, the economy of the world into one based on environmental issues.
And I think it's so important for people to understand this is really an effort to deindustrialize America. I mean, we've already encouraged so many of our industries to move overseas, given them special tax breaks. If they'll just move overseas and all sorts of guaranteed and government loans, they've done everything they could to destroy the manufacturing base of our country. And certainly, if this goes through, the climate change treaty really is all about the further destruction of the industrial foundation of our nation, the industrial base of our nation. Would that be a fair statement?
It's absolutely true. And you see these industries leaving this country because of these incredible restrictions that government has put on them, all in the name of climate change. Everywhere you turn today, the term going green is you watch it on the news, you watch it in commercials, how to do everything going green. What that really means is much higher costs. It means less of things. And I think going green equals going red. And, Al Gore called it a wrenching transformation of America away from the horrors of the 20th century industrial revolution. And a wrenching transformation is exactly what it is. The United States can't be anything more than a third world country if all of this stuff is put into place, where we have shortages, where our standard of living goes down, where our economy is in the tank, all of these things. And the bottom line is, climate change is a lie. There is no evidence whatsoever that man has had any effect on the climate whatsoever, period. And yet we're built, and the scientists, as I said, are coming out of the woodwork on this. And yet, politicians just ignore that, and they just continue to move forward. And here's Barack Obama putting a climate czar in place to put these Herculean restrictions on our economy at a time when it certainly can't afford that. And but again, this is about creating a new economy.
And I think people need to know that all of this whole foolishness, the Kyoto Protocol, this idea of global warming and sustainability, came out of the Second Earth Summit in 1992, and this was all, a lot of this was planned on the yacht of the Prince Charles there, and of course he brought in the financial elite from across the world. Al Gore was there when they laid out the plan for this, as were many of the other people of great wealth in this country, because they, of course, want to transform the structure of our society. There will be a ruling elite, like people like Al Gore, and they'll have their big, beautiful homes and their SUVs and their large families. They just simply want to send actually impoverish the rest of the people. They don't want them to have children. They're not going to do anything about Al Gore's children, but you shouldn't have children because you don't understand what's good for the planet. And really, this is pretty an elitist concept, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the policy that you're describing there, of course, is sustainable development, which comes out of the UN's Agenda 21. It's an absolute blueprint of what they want to do, and it controls every aspect of your lives. And when you begin to see, I've said this several times, if you want to understand what sustainable development is, understand what's not sustainable, according to them. And these are outlined directly in the Biodiversity Treaty and in Agenda 21. And you know, single family homes, cars, ski runs, farming. They even have whole chapters in talking about how plowing in the ground is not sustainable. You know, so, I mean, these people are crazy. And all of it is based on destroying the American industrial base. It's all based on redistribution of the wealth. And, you know, Barack Obama keeps talking about redistribution of the wealth. And, you know, that means taking from you and giving somewhere else. And, you know, that we know what that is. It's pure communism. So sustainable development is an incredible combination of several different kinds of economies. It's communism. It's fascism. You've got, you know, the whole issue of free trade and the a lot of libertarian groups that are promoting free trade and what they call public-private partnerships. This is all part of sustainable development, and public-private partnerships are nothing more than government-sanctioned monopolies on certain corporations that play ball with them, and the other ones are left in the dark, in the back. And this is not free trade. It's not free enterprise, and yet they're promoting it that way. So you've got all this stuff coming at you, all under the title of going green, but it really means creating a new socialist-slash-fascist economy, and none of it's good. It's not good. Under sustainable development, you cannot have limited government. You cannot have free enterprise. You cannot have individual liberty. You know, it's exactly the opposite of the country that our founding fathers created.
Amen to that. And people must understand there is this elitist attitude that they want to transform America. And, of course, it's not that these people are crazy. It's just that they have a different worldview than the average American. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question for Tom, he's on the front lines of this organization right back there adjacent to Washington, D.C. I don't remember whether he's in Virginia or Washington, D.C., but he is there, you know, lobbying and has an effective voice, you know, trying to head off the direction we're going, and we're going, we're moving away from freedom very rapidly. It's not happening by accident, and the fact that literally every newspaper in America, there may be one or two, you know, exceptions, but literally every newspaper in America is going to be telling you that we are running out of oil, and we're global warming is going to destroy our whole society, and the sea levels are going to rise, and the ice caps are going to melt, and the polar bears are going to be destroyed. Why, we got more polar bears than ever before. There was no shortage of polar bears. The only reason they put it on the endangered list was part of the scam to convince us there's a problem, and the snows of Kilimanjaro aren't melting. You've seen the pictures? Yeah, you've seen the pictures of Kilimanjaro in the summer, and you've seen them in the winter. And when they tell you the winter pictures were taken, you know, 50 years ago when there's snows there, and then the summer pictures, they tell you that's where it is today. The snows in Kilimanjaro are melting, and the Arctic ice cap is melting. Actually, the Arctic ice cap is thicker this year than it's been for a long time, and just go open the door and wherever you are here in the United States today and experience the global warming that Al Gore keeps talking about. You probably wish that we were having the global warming instead of the intense cold spell that we're having. So basically, Tom, what are some of the other issues you'd like to bring before our audience?
Well, one of the issues that we are very concerned about, and particularly because a lot of conservatives are pushing for it. The issue of the E-Verify system, a lot of people, along with Real ID, have been pushing this as an answer to fight illegal immigration. And, you know, what they're saying is that businesses have to be on the front lines to stop illegal immigration and do things that the federal government refuses to do. The federal government refuses to secure the border and take away services and so forth for illegal immigration or immigrants. You know, they get welfare and they get free schooling and they get free health care and they get discounts on their college educations and so forth, and they continue to do that. But the ones who are supposed to catch illegal immigrants are businesses. And the E-Verify system is one of the things that they're promoting, that this is a surefire way to catch them. And what it means is that every single businessman, every single one in the country, whether he's got one employee or 50,000, would have to use this system to go into the, it's in the Social Security database. And the idea is that when an employee comes in and applies for a job, you put this, you have to put their name through this Social Security database and assure that they are and a citizen. And there are people who think this is absolute surefire a way to catch them. The problem with the matter is, first of all, the Social Security database has over 4 million names in it, 100 million more than we have people.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stanback here at the American Peace Network, our guest this morning, Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. Tom, once again, please give out your website and tell people how they can get in touch with you. Maybe they'd like to get your newsletter. So go ahead, put a plug in for it.
All right, thanks. Yeah, our website is americanpolicy.org. And on that site, we have several things you can do. We do put out a newsletter every month called the DeWeese Report. And now, for the first time, it's available online for $4.99 a month, and you can sign up for it right there on the page. There's a video at the bottom of the homepage there at AmericanPolicy.org. You just click on that, and you can get all the information about how to sign up for it. And we also have our Sledgehammer Action Alert, which is what we used on this Constitutional Convention issue. We send it out periodically when something very hot is happening either on Capitol Hill or throughout the states. It's done by email. It's free. You can sign up for it right there on the page. It'll tell you everything you need to know about the issue and who to call and the numbers and even suggestions on what to say if you don't know what to say to them. And it is a sledgehammer. I'll tell you, I've been amazed over the last several months, several issues that we've been involved in. It is really becoming, I think, one of the most powerful action alerts in the country, just based on the results that we've had. And the more people on it, the more effective it'll be. So we encourage everyone to sign up for it.
All right, fine. And so basically, if you want then to know what's going on, why, Tom is right there on the front lines. And if he has your email address, why, he'll get you the information. So certainly, as we see what's going on here and we see this progressive loss of our freedom, and we see the Obama, new team coming on board, and of course they represent the same old elitists that were in the Clinton administration, and a lot of the same people that were in the Bush administration. Yes, they're getting hold over Mr. Gates, who's one of the architects of our policies over there in the Middle East, and certainly wants to increase the war in Afghanistan. And we know how vitally increasing that war in Afghanistan is to the safety of the American people. In fact, all we're really doing is driving people into the terrorist camps by our attack on countries that we have no business attacking. And anybody who honestly believes we had to attack Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden, because that was vitally important to, certainly retaliate against the attack on our World Trade Center. So if that was vitally important, why didn't we get Osama bin Laden? You mean to tell me with... when we have satellites up there that can read a newspaper, we couldn't find a 6'5", Muslim, with Marfan syndrome who just towers over everybody else? And of course we could find him. We never tried to find him. We had to have an enemy, and we let him off there in Pakistan. And of course, but we've continued the war in Afghanistan. And since then, the poppy crops have gone up 33%. When the wicked Taliban were in power, they took care of the drugs. Now that the heroic Americans are there, defending freedom, why, the incidence of morphine, heroin production has increased 33 times. What's wrong with this picture? Well, Tom, don't let me get off my soapbox here. We want to hear what you have to say. These people, they listen to our program, listen every day, and so what are the issues you would really like people to think about? And once again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Tom, 970-689-8255. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think we have so many things that are going to be facing us as this new administration comes in. We've got things like the Law of the Sea Treaty and lots of other UN treaties. We've got the continuing saga of the implementation of sustainable development, which will change our country. Overall, the security or the scrutiny of Americans through national ID cards and so forth, I think, is a huge issue that we're going to have to face. And all these things deal with our freedoms, and we're going to have to be prepared to fight them. The thing is that I believe, and I know you agree with me on this, we've talked about this, that we have opportunity. The American people, you know, Obama ran a brilliant campaign, and he used the word change constantly. And Americans knew they needed change because we had a mess on our hands. And so, I you know, some of them got sucked into that, not knowing what he meant by that. We know what he means by it. But a lot of people just, they wanted change. A lot of these problems that George Bush is leaving for him, the economy and other things, the wars, are going to become Barack Obama's problems. And, you know, he doesn't have solutions to that. He's got the same old tired solutions, which is socialism, communism, it doesn't work. And, you know, this gives us opportunity to make our case. People didn't vote to change the United States to a socialist country. They wanted government off their backs, and I think they made that clear in a lot of special elections. So, you know, these are opportunities. We cannot be dragging our chin on the ground and say, well, it's all over. We've got to stand and fight like we've never fought before. But I think that a lot of American people are ready to listen to our ideas because they're right, and they're frustrated, and they're unhappy, and they're hurting badly. And what Barack Obama offers, and it'll become very clear is very shortly, that it's the same old tired stuff. And I think people will start to turn against him fairly quickly. But we need to lead that and make sure that takes place.
And of course, Tom recently put out a newsletter, which he gave me a copy of a week or so ago, and the headline was Opportunity. And of course, the basic theme was, we have an opportunity we've never had before to reach people because they're looking for answers. They're frightened. They know something's wrong. And, of course, for the first time, these people are going to begin to listen to those people out there in the listening audience who know what's going on. We have an opportunity to reach people we never could have reached if John McCain had won. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. If John McCain had won, the Republicans in Congress would continue to act like they have with George Bush. Well, he's our president. We've got to support him. And that's what's been wrong for the last 8 years with the Republicans in Congress. And they would do more of the same. Now you already see it. Republicans starting to act like Republicans. Republicans stood up against the auto industry bailout. We've got the prime example of what we can do is the fight against illegal immigration. They, you know, they're so used to putting something in, maybe they get some opposition. They just sit there and wait it out till we go away. Then they put it in anyway. And that they haven't been able to do that on the illegal immigration issue. And they're coming at us from every direction, but people continue to fight against that. The overwhelming majority of Americans were against this huge bailout, and they went ahead and did it anyway. And, you know, this gives us an opportunity to really show how they are ignoring the American people. And I think that's another weapon in our arsenal to go after them. And so, yeah, I mean, these are all, we have these opportunities, and Americans are watching. They are aware now where for a long time the overwhelming majority has been asleep, and I think that sleeping giant has awakened.
And I think that's absolutely right. So many of the good Christians, the good people, the conservatives, looked upon George Bush as a conservative, which he was not. He brought us more socialism than anybody has for that I can remember. And we'll be back here in just a moment. Our number 970-689-8255.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center, and who's calling in? Who's this?
Cordelia.
Hi, Cordelia. I have a question for our guest.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, you know, I think shame on the Republicans and shame on the Democrats both.
All right, that's fine. That was, are you okay with the argument
okay.
here?
Okay. I will talk about the mess that we're in. Is a result of both parties and a result of greed on both sides. And the one thing that we need to do right now, unfortunately, is stabilize the situation that we're in. And in order to stabilize the situation we are in, we do need government control to some extent. Now, I'd like to see that be temporary, but there has to be some kind of government control to step in right now.
Why? It's the government that created the problem. You mean you want them to step in, the people who created the problem, to solve the problem? Let's get
Tom,
what do you think about our guest, our caller? She thinks we need more government control to solve the problem that the government created.
Yeah,
well, I know what she's saying about, hope they're temporary. I mean, these certainly are times when, there's such a mess. I don't know. It is a frightening thing to see what they've done with these bailouts. That we knew ahead of time what they were going to do, and they've done it. They've propped up some of their buddies. The money is not getting where it should go. Government is not capable of doing these kind of things. It should not be involved in the marketplace. It should not be, as you said, they're the ones who caused this problem. If they would, for example, in the issue of the auto bailout, rather than doing that, let them go into bankruptcy and reorder things and do it that way. It doesn't cost the taxpayers anything. If they survive, they
survive.
I agree with that.
But the problem is that they've already presented it. They've already presented it to the government. It's already an issue. And now because it's an issue, they're going to have to do something to bail themselves out of that issue.
And how would,
just
would
let
you
it
say,
go to begin with.
What would you suggest they do, Cadita?
I suggest that they do a structured bankruptcy.
They do what?
Where a structured bankruptcy.
Well, that's fine. I think that's a great suggestion.
Okay, and I believe that how they should do that is, number one, they should give up the two-tiered executive worker bonus system and have a one-tiered system for any kind of bonuses or compensation packages. Number two, they should do away, the only way to get rid of the union over quirk that's in the union right now is to go into bankruptcy. Now, you can't just disrupt everybody, so you do it on a gradual basis. You get rid of defined contribution plans and you go to defined benefit plans, you go to defined contribution plans. You do a 10% pay cut across the board. You freeze pays for people that is over the average of the industry, and until they catch up, they don't get a pay raise.
Okay, fine. Well, I appreciate that. We've got other callers on the line, but I appreciate your input, and thanks so much. And who else do we have on the line?
Yes, Dr. Stan, this is Janan in Austin, Texas.
Yes, Janan, do you have a question?
Yes. First of all, I want to thank Mr. DeWeese for so much that he does for America. And I learned that it was possible for me to write the president and ask him to pardon former Border Patrol agents Jose Campion and Ignacio Ramos. And all listeners can do that now before President Bush leaves office. He can pardon those two former Border Patrol agents who were just doing their job, and they were put in prison for it. And I asked Mr. DeWeese to please ask people to do that right now, and I'll hang up, and God bless you and Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
Good night. Just bye-bye, Janine. What about this effort to try to get the Border Control agents, Campos and Ramion, pardoned?
Yeah, we put out an alert on that on December 12th, actually. And I think it was the 12th. And, asking people to call the White House and do that. This is the most outrageous thing. We've got President Bush now already starting to pardon drug dealers and other kinds of criminals, and he's ignored these people. Now, I heard it yesterday that the White House said, oh, no, that's not true. We're working on something. Well, the guys are still in jail. These guys were decorated military people. They were also decorated in their jobs as border guards. And they were doing their job. And the message it sends out that these guys who were trying to stop a drug dealer, and that drug dealer was then pardoned or given clemency. He was paid to come in and testify against these two people. He has since run drugs across the border several times. The government knows about it. And these guys are sitting in solitary confinement in jail for trying to put a stop to that is, I think, probably one of the worst abominations of the Bush administration, that they've allowed that to happen. And the message that it sends to other border guards, what do you think they're doing when they see a drug runner coming? They're going to turn their backs and let him come in because they don't want to be in jail, too. And the calls to the White House need to be made to demand that these two people be released from prison.
Well, I'd like to see a little Christian compassion on the part of our president. Certainly, there are so many issues that are facing our society today, and of course, I think that, in my impression, this is going to be the most massive transfer of wealth from the common people to the people of great wealth we've ever witnessed, and with that, the transfer of freedom, because I believe that the end result of everything going on now, people in control have their way, will be massive increased government control over the lives of the American people in the name of solving the problem that the people in positions of control have created. Parting thought for you, Tom, before we have to let you go?
Well, let's go back to the opportunity thing. We have got to keep looking forward and understand that there are forces on our side who are ready to fight and understand what we're facing. And I think we've got more allies than we've ever had before. You've got all the people who got energized by the Ron Paul campaign. You finally got the Republicans in Congress who will do things they didn't do under George Bush. You've got all the people who fought on the illegal immigration issue. You've got a lot of people there, and we do not live in a stagnant world. What we do makes a difference. And just because Barack Obama and all the people around him say they're going to do something doesn't mean they can accomplish that. And we have got to keep that in mind, and we've got to keep moving forward. And I think we have an opportunity to score some real victories.
And we are the majority. There's only a small number of people on the other side. Oh, anyway, God bless, Tom. Have a wonderful Christmas. If I don't talk to you beforehand, we'll talk to you after the first of the year.
You too. Thank you, Stan.
Thanks for being with us.
Hi.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed what Tom had to say, and I hope you take what he said to mind. How do we get out of the financial crisis we're in? We've got to do away with the Federal Reserve System. We've got to do away with this ability of the banks to leverage 40 to 1. We've got to get back to the free economic system based upon a sound currency. And, of course, this whole system is going to have to be restructured, and I don't know that any of us can affect that. I fear the whole thing is either going to, you know, have to collapse and start building again, or we're going into a totalitarian dictatorship with a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world economic system, and a one-world ruler. And believe me, this is what's planned. In fact, there was an article, it was just this last Friday on the 12th of December, it was in the Wall Street Journal, the internet section of their Market Watch, where they talked about the coming world leader, Maitreya. Why would the Wall Street Journal put that up? And if you'd like to see it, we have the article. You go to, of course, Constance Cumby's website. Just Google in Constance Cumby, December the 12th of 2008. And then Maitreya or Wall Street Journal article, and you can pull that down. Fascinating. Why would the Wall Street Journal be talking about the coming world leader, this ethereal, demonic figure who is to rule the world? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there really are forces out there. You really need to get our material on what's going on. I certainly you need to get our four-tape set of my interviews with Constance Cumby. You need to get the DVD, as Constance did at our conference. The material is there. You need to get Chris Pinto's talk on the Atlantis connection. Why? Because the secret societies have always believed that America would become the new Atlantis and would lead the world into this one-world government. That's why we have our troops stationed in 321 nations throughout the world today. That's why we have 720 foreign bases. That's why we still have troops stationed in Germany and Japan and South Korea, large numbers of troops there to control those governments that we conquered. And that's why we're going to keep our troops in Iraq indefinitely and in Afghanistan under one guise or another. It is all part of this movement about bringing about a one-world government. And if you haven't heard my interviews with John Perkins, they're in a four-tape set called Economic Hitman. You need to get the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. his second book, The Secret History of America's Empire. Get this information. Get it and help us to get it out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The simple explanation is in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness in our talk, The Forbidden Secret. And a syllabus comes with that. And then our talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. A woman called last night talking about in Ohio, there's no money to buy the salt to put on the roads when the roads are icy, but there are videos all along the roadways and people watching those videos, watching the people there. We're moving towards a surveillance society in the name of controlling the wicked Osama bin Laden, who was financed and worked very closely with the Central Intelligence Agency, which funded this whole terrorist movement because we had to have an enemy to justify taking away the freedom of the American people. And we have to have ID cards so we can catch those wicked illegal aliens that we are actively encouraging to come into the country. Ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And this is the Bible of Christian civilization. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for radio liberty. For our provision and protection until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.